Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Jesus Christ came to this earth and made himself of no reputation, and the Apostle Paul says, "Let this mind be in you." You can see that in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 and following. And so, we've got to learn as believers, if we take the gospel seriously, that we're going to have to learn to allow the same attitude that was in Jesus Christ to be in us. That means we've got to abandon the right to be the center of everything, because he, our Savior, came from glory and he made himself of no reputation. He made himself of nothing, a nobody. And so we've got to abandon our rights to a self-centered life. I was saying that yesterday, but you know what else? We need to abandon our rights to a self-righteous life. Oh, yeah. You see, we're going to have to learn as Christians, as believers, to give up our natural righteousness or trust in our natural righteousness. For do you know why? It will damn us. We've got to empty ourselves of natural righteousness as a ground or a foundation of hope in God. Look, the problem God has in getting any of us to heaven is not our sin. It's our righteousness. Our righteousness still is like a filthy rag in God's sight. And as old George Whitefield said, even my very repentance needs to be repented of. The only righteousness which can save us is an alien righteousness, a foreign righteousness, one which belongs to another, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's his righteousness which saves. As Paul says in Philippians 3 and 9, he says, I want to be found in him, not having a righteousness which is of my own, but a righteousness which comes from God and is received by faith. Oh, let this mind be in you which was in Christ Jesus. He emptied himself. He made himself of no reputation. Oh, yes. And I'm going to tell you, my dear friend, if you're a religious person, you're going to hate what I've just said. I preached this at the church. And I had a bunch of people getting up in arms and say, Brother, you know, I'm not a sinner. Oh, that's such nonsense. We're all sinners. Oh, but I've been to Jesus and I've asked him for forgiveness. So I said, so are you as perfect as Jesus is? Well, they couldn't admit to that, but they still said they didn't sin. Well, I'm going to tell you, self-righteousness will take you to hell. You've got to get rid of it, and you've got to throw yourself on the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. You've got to come to a place and ask the Holy Spirit to bring you here where you see yourself as lost outside of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ must become our only hope and our only trust and our only confidence. Oh, I'm pleading with you, my dear friend, trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Give him all your righteousness and give him all your sin, and he'll save you to the uttermost. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the gospel truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht leo.